Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Creative Spark. Enjoy. This is about creativity, about helping you to think of new ideas and new ways to do existing ideas. And a lot of people think that there is a secret or a special way to become more creative. And really there isn't. In many ways you are already creative. You just don't realize it when you are. You think of many things during a day that require a bit of creativity. What will you eat? What will you wear? So, I'm going to teach you a little game that may help you feel more creative, discover the creativity that you actually have inside. There are a lot of ways to do this. So for now, just close your eyes. Let yourself relax and listen. We're going to the part of your mind that's responsible for dreams and ideas. We're going on a journey to discover the part of your mind that enjoys thinking of new things. So just relax. And close your eyes. Just take a deep, warm breath and relax. Now, first of all, it helps if you know that there are some simple games that you can do to help yourself be more creative. Many word games and a lot of children's games are based on the idea of creativity. And all you have to do is use them. All you have to do is play them. But the most important thing, the very most important thing that hinders creativity is judgment. See, it's easy to judge and reject an idea. It's incredibly easy to have an idea and think, ah, that won't work. So, instead, try to embrace crazy ideas or silly ideas. Try to embrace the strangeness in your mind that helps you being creative. So as your eyes are closed, you're almost ready to dream. You're ready to embrace the strange things in your mind that can spiral through your subconscious and dive deeper. Your mind. There are all kinds of things going on in your mind right now. There are so many things, physical, mental, feelings, ideas, and they're all okay. They're all perfectly acceptable. And once you accept that, once you embrace even the strange and the bizarre in your mind, there will be no end to your creativity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you very deep and then give you an idea, a very simple idea. And your mind can run with it, can play with it, can do whatever it wants with it. All I've done is allow your mind to accept the strange, to embrace the weirdness. And the more you embrace it, the more crazy your ideas may become. And who knows what you'll think of next. So it's okay. Just listen. It'll be a while before you really have to do something. So for now, just let me count you down. From 10, letting yourself relax so very nicely. To 9, going deeper and deeper. 8, no more thoughts. 7, just listening. 6, not needing to think. 5, just taking a deep breath in, letting it all out. Place with no need for thinking. And because you don't have to think, you won't judge either. Any idea that you'll have, you'll allow to happen. Any idea that your brain will come up with, any thought, any direction, is acceptable. It can be dark, it can be light, it can be nice, it can be naughty, it can be incredibly complex or extremely simple. No two people are the same, so no two ideas will be the same. That is the beauty of creativity. Even if you ask two people to draw a house, they'll draw different houses. So embrace your difference. Allow yourself to accept the bizarre in your mind and the strange that can sprout inside. And I told you that I'd give you an idea, something to build upon, a foundation for a dream. Would you like me to? Would you like me to give you an idea that will build a dream? Keep in mind, though, that all I do is I'm giving you the basis. All the rest, everything you see and feel, is you. You contain galaxies and raindrops. Simple things and beautiful things, complex things and so much more. So all I'm going to do is give you an idea. And the idea is simple. Light. Just one word. One word with so many feelings and meanings. And your mind is already building. It's while your mind builds ideas upon idea on a simple word. I allow you to see what is happening. Do you see that your mind has grown a world around a simple word? That your mind has constructed a dream around an undefined concept? And you'd like to feel even more, wouldn't you? So drop deep. And when I say the word again, let your mind go wild. Light. It's all you. Your mind. Your imagination. It's okay. As your mind recovers from creating a whole world, starting a story without me even having to tell you to, you realize that the spark is always there. Sometimes all it needs is just a little push. There are many, many ways to do this. There are different games, different ways to get inspiration. So I will tell you of one of them, a very simple one that you can remember. It's a game that many may have played as a child. You start with a random word, maybe something that you can see, like screen. And then you take the last letter of that word and think of another word that starts with that letter. And from screen, we go to noodles. It doesn't matter if it's an object or an animal, if it's future or past, just let yourself go from one word to the other. And once you have a few words, challenge yourself to connect them. How are screen and noodles connected? Maybe it's a screen showing selections of noodles. Who knows? The point of the game is to have fun, to enjoy the strange randomness that's all over the world, because there is never a lack of inspiration if you dare to accept the strange and bizarre. The tiniest thing around you can be an inspiration. And every moment in your life can be the source of something new. And the more you embrace your own strangeness, the more you accept the bizarre thoughts and dreams that your mind is capable of, the more creative you become. Don't let yourself reject any ideas completely. First, allow the idea to exist. You can always reject it later if you want to, or build something on top of it. Those castles in the sky don't grow. They are built. Build on dreams, on desires, on ideas, and creativity. And your mind is capable of so much more. More than you could ever possibly think. Even when you think that you're creative, there is always something new to surprise you. And that is the delicious adventure, the dream that everyone can have. And the other thing to remember is to accept mistakes. See, things happen, and from every mistake you learn. For every creative idea that doesn't pan out, you can have 1,000 more. So just keep going and embrace your creativity. Allow yourself to spiral out of control sometimes and enjoy all the strange, wonderful things in your mind. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And as I do, you'll find that your mind is still bubbling with creativity. There's still all these thoughts, words connecting. One, two, slowly rising. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, very creative. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back.